to use Xiaomi, corresponding to state bubbly, that's lambda base. We begin new Xiaomi on that of test and Madalas at the fourth mission of Halakha Dalad. One woman says that she was defiled, a woman says that she was not defiled, or a woman says that she was defiled, and another woman says that she was not. So to drinks. One witness says that she was defiled, and two say that she was not defiled in front of you. She drinks. If kosher witnesses know that she was not defiled during the entire seclusion, it would be as if there was no seclusion proper for relations. If two say that she was defiled and two say she was not defiled, she does not drink. Quoting Rav, said that whenever testimony of a woman is kosher like that of a man can contradict a woman, and a woman can contradict a man. If ne eid echad, oma nitmeis ve'isha oma le'nitmeis, isha oma nitmeis ve'id oma le'nitmeis. The Gemara asks, if so, our Mishnah should teach. If one witness says that she was defiled and a woman says that she was not defiled, she does not drink. If a woman says she was defiled and one witness says she was not defiled, she does not drink. Tani the base Rebbe came. Indeed, the Tanoim, the people who recite vices of Rebbe's house, thought this way. Tani Mishnah Nehemiah, Holchan Acharoiv Eidus. A vice was taught in the name of Nehemiah, we follow the majority of testimony. Eich avida shtei noshem v'yesha achas osa isa v'shnei eidim v'nei lechol. How is this? If two women and one woman, a common made this like two witnesses and one witness, one cannot contradict two. Abba the tzimah v'isha v'noshem, avarim hoyu mei anoshem v'eid echol ke'eid v'eid inu. However, this refers to a woman and women, but if there were 100 women and one witness, it's like a witness and a contradictory witness. If they came together, she drinks. Had ba achva omar eid echad neman litamisa, ein eid echad neman nafsida ksubasa. Had ba achva said that one witness is believed to make kamaha, means forbid her, and one witness is not believed to make her forfeit the ksuba. Amro chista, matam omru eid echad neman litamisa lipnei shoglam adama. Chista said, why do they say that one witness is believed to make kamaha? Is because there are raglaim adal, which means there's already circumstantial evidence, therefore he's believed also to make a forfeit etzibah. Shimon Baba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kan lehaisa shoisa uvaglarusa hayu oisam. Shimon Baba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that here, when two witnesses disagree about whether or not she was defiled, the text of our mission should say, she does not drink. Regarding eglarusa, if one witness says that he saw the murder and another contradicts him, they would kill the Eglaruza. Ravama Haisa Shesa. Rav says she would drink. Nisa Pliga Al Rav. Idechad Oime Nitmeith Vishnaim Oime Leinitmeith Haisa Shesa. This is a question against Rav. It says if one witness says that she was defiled and two say that she was not defiled, she drinks. Have Idechad Le Haisa Shesa. We can infer that if only one witness says that she was not defiled, she would not drink. Atala b'psulei edus. He establishes the two to be possible witnesses, but the one is a kosher witness. The chiddush is that two psulim are like one witness, like the chiddush said earlier. It does not teach the earlier inference of Ethan. The ein b'psulei edus omro sefer. If it discusses possible witnesses, then the sefer is a problem. It says that if two say that she was defiled and one says she was not defiled, she would not drink. But you can infer that it refers to two psalim and they are like one kosher witness. This would mean that if one kosher witness contradicts one kosher witness, she wouldn't drink. Why did Rav say that she drinks? said if one witness contradicts one, she would not drink. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan from the Sefer. There, if two say that she was defiled, and one witness says that she was not defiled, she would not drink. We can infer that if one witness contradicts one witness, she would drink. In order to establish the two to be possible witnesses, the one is a kosher witness, the third is again two similar, like one witness, like Rabbi Yochanan told earlier, and it does not teach the inference from this need. If it discusses possible witnesses, then the ratio is difficult. The ratio says that if one witness says that she was defiled, and two say that she was not defiled, she drinks. It refers to two psalim, and they are like one kosher witness. This means that if one kosher witness contradicts one kosher witness, she drinks. Why do we say that she does not? Amen, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, b'psuli eda simas nisa, said the name of Shmuel, that Amish discusses possible witnesses, also the one against the two is possible. Amen, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, b'stira acheres himas nisa. In the name of Rabbi Shmuel, it was said that Amish discusses a different seclusion. Zira bar kaimir b'mana, ma'o b'stira acheres himas nisa. Zira asked b'mana, what does it mean that Amish discusses a different seclusion? Obviously, if the witnesses who say that she was not defiled discuss a different seclusion, she doesn't drink due to the seclusion about which the witnesses say that she was defiled. When I answered that, so said Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yonai, this entire perek, and when he warned her and she was secluded. Nistra b'shnei shnayim. If she was secluded in front of two, and one witness says that she was defiled during the seclusion, there's seclusion and there's tumma. If the witness says that she was defiled after the seclusion, there's seclusion and there's no tumma, so she drinks. Yes, if there were three witnesses, if one says, I saw that she was defiled after the seclusion, there is seclusion and there's no tumor, she drinks. If one says, I saw that she was defiled during the seclusion, there's seclusion and there's tumor, she does not drink. You want to ask if there were three witnesses, if one says, I saw that she was not defiled during seclusion, how do you judge this? If there was only two witnesses and one says that she was not defiled during seclusion, only one witness testifies about seclusion with possible relations. He's not believed to say that she was defiled, nor to make a drink if he doesn't know about the relations. The Aegis Shivat Miksasa, Bat Lakula, Oishitistayim, Aegis Bashar. If this testimony, is this like testimony that was partially battle, which is if the one says that there was no seclusion, if so, it's totally battle. Or is the testimony intact for the others? Amma Rabbi Av Mori, he say, Afilu Commander Amal, the Aedis Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lapula, Moidu Hafas Tiskaima Aedis Bashar, Ripnei Shoglaim Adama. And Mori answered that even according to the opinion that testimony that was partially battle, totally battle, he admits that the testimony intact is intact for the others because they are Raglaim Adama. Adnolach Perek Mishakina. We begin now the seventh Perek, Perek Ilinemoim. Ilinemoim, Beleshoinam, Parshis Soita, Vividimase, Vekrishma, Uchilla, Vechzemozin, Ushuas Aedus, Ushuas Apikodin. The following may be said in any language. With Parshis Soita, Vividimase, which is a declaration that one has given tithes, Krishma, Vechzemozin, Shura Sa'idis, which is the Shura that one does not know testimony. And Shura Sa'pikal then is the Shura made by a Shomer, a watchman. The Gemara says, K'siv, Ra'amah Koyin Le'isha, V'holoshin Shi Shomer, Si Rabbi Yoshia. The Gemara brings a Baisa for Rabbi Yoshia says that it's written, and the Koyin will say to the woman, and we understand from there in any language that she understands. Amali Rabbi Yonason, V'im Eina Shomer, V'lamihi Oina Acharomim. Innocent says, well, if she does not understand the language, why does she say Amen? The Pasuk need not teach that she understands the language. Rather, it teaches that he may not tell her through a translator. Yerichon said that, quoting from Elazar, Reb Shimon, that we don't find Hashem spoke with a woman except for with Sarah. V'haksiv Elisha Omar Habeal Be'erim. The Gemara asks, well, doesn't the Pasuk say in Bereishis Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin, to the woman he said, I will increase. He was speaking to Chava. Amar Rabbi Yaakov the Kurachanin Alidei HaTorgaman. Yaakov the Kurachanin answered, he told her through an intermediary. The Gemara asks, well, doesn't the Pasuk say in Bereishis Chafei Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Hashem said to her, to Rivka, there are two nations in your belly. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Hadibur Naflala. Rabbi Abba Kahana explained that Hashem's word came for her through an intermediary. Amma Rabbi Biri Kama Kirkuri Kirkuri Mechalish Baruch Hu Mech Abba Lishmeh Sichasam Shosik Kanyos Vayemeh Loi Kifachag. Rabbi Biri said how many matters Hashem arranged to talk to Sarah because he desires to hear the conversation of righteous women. Initially, he did not rebuke her himself because surely she would not respond. Rather, he told Avram to rebuke her. And after she denied, Hashem spoke to her directly, Vayeme loy ki sachat. Vidui ma'aseh dechsiv. Say, Vamat v'shne Hashem lekecha. Vidui ma'aseh may be said in any language because it says in the Pasuk there, in John Pasuk, Pasuk Hey, and you will say before Hashem your God. The Krishma, Dichsev Dibat Avam. And as the Krishma may be said in any language, that's learned from the phrase, Dibat Avam, and you'll speak about them. Rabbi Omer, Omani Krishma, in a Nemel of Lashon HaKodesh, Rabbi says, I say the Krishma may only be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Ma'atayma, Bayadram Ha'ila. The Pasuk says, and it will be these words. These words means literally the way they're written in the Torah. Relevi bar, which say, Chavisa, Azal, Lekisarim, Shamalim, Dahakov, Shema, and Satin, by Laachvinun. Relevi bar, Chavisa, went to Kisarim. He heard them reciting Krishma in Greek. He wanted to stop them. Shoma, they should say, Rav Yosi, the Ikpid, Ama, Mi, She'in, Yodea, the Koisa, Ashuras, La Yikwa, and the Koira, Behol, Lashin, Shu, Yodea, the Yosi, the Chavasa. Yosi heard and was upset. He said, one who does not know to recite in Ashuras, National Kodesh, well, he won't recite. Rather, he may recite in any language that he knows. Yeshiv, Rabbi Rachia, Hayy Megillas Esther, Hayy Yodea, the Koisa, Ashuras, Belaz, you say Yotzeba, Belaz, Rashuris. The question against both of them, it says Rachia, Megillas Esther, if one knows to read it in Ashuris, or Laz, which is a Gentile language, he is Yotze in Laz or Ashuris. Basically, he knows that only one who does not know Ashuris is Yotze in another language. Amber Rimana, Megillas Esther, Haya Yodea, Likoisa, Ashuris, Belaz, Ena Yotze, Ela Ashuris, Belaz, Yotze Babelaz, Shuzena Baram Hacha, Becholash and Shuyodea. Mana rejects that. Megillas Esther, if one knows to read it in Ashuris or Laz, he's Yotze only in Ashuris. If one knows only Laz, he is Yotze even if it's written in Laz. However, here, Krishma, he is Yotze in any language that he knows.